first time in my life I experienced what has become, what I have come to call automatic writing, where I left home and went off to Maui and sat down and in 8 weeks' time just produced this book without any struggle whatsoever, not one moment of struggle. And it just seemed to be there, and it seemed to flow. And I can type, like when I sit down and type a letter or a contract or anything that I might have to put out on a typewriter, I'm one of these kind of typists. Right? I just look around. I can do it rather quickly, but I have never had the formal training in typing. But when I write at this little typewriter, I can go along and close my eyes and write at 70 and 80 words a minute when you get into that automatic. And I can't tell you how I do that. It just, and I can, my wife will walk by where I'm writing because I rent my own little place, and she can walk by and tell when I'm writing and when I'm just resting. And she'll walk by and she'll say, the typewriter must have been smoking. You were going so fast. And it was like that for 8 weeks of time, just because I had completely let go. And I wasn't concerned with whether the editors liked it, how it came out, whether or not it was a bestseller, whether people were going to buy it, whether the reviews were going to be, nothing. It was like very, very, and it's a very peaceful place that I'm asking you to look at and get to in your own life. Just before I left for Australia a couple of weeks ago, I was on the on a show on CNN called Sonia Live, and Sonia and I went to school together. I mean, we've been friends forever, and we sat down to do the interview. And she said to me, Wayne Dyer, it says here that that you haven't had a cold in 15 years. She said, now I've known you for a long time. She said, very frankly, I don't believe that. Now that's Sonia. That's the way she works. That's fine. I love Sonia. And there was a time when if somebody said that to me on national television, I would say, well, wait a minute. I have to defend myself. And you get into that position of, I'm going to call my doctor right now or whatever and start defending yourself. And when you get to be free, you don't need to defend yourself. You know. You just have this knowing. And I said, that's all right if you don't believe it. And I said, next question. There was no anxiety about it. There was no, I don't care if millions of people are watching. It doesn't make any difference. I'm not attached to any of that. It's like, I know. I know that I don't get those things, and it's fine if you don't believe it. You don't have to. I'm not living my life for that reason. It's like being self-referred rather than object-referred. And I can do the same thing even with criticism. There was, you know, I now get letters, when I get letters of criticism, which you do, which everyone does, and I even tell my own children over and over again when they worry about their reputation and all that, I say, forget your reputation. You know, it's not located in you. You go out and give a talk to 1,000 people, you leave, you have 1,000 reputations. What am I going to do, follow every one of you home? Did you like me? Did you think I was all right? What did you think? Some will think great, some not. Some going to think, well, he's got more hair than Bernie. So I'm going to say, well, maybe he's taking his head, you know. You can't be consumed with that. I say, the only thing I tell my children is forget about your reputation because it's not located in you, and if it's not located in you, let it go. Don't be attached to that. But you can be concerned with your character, who you are, and just be that and get your life on purpose. Now, I must say to you, very frankly, that I wasn't always this way, particularly about criticism. Now, when I get letters of criticism from people, I send them a free book. Another one, you know. Or flowers, or I don't find myself needing to defend myself. I didn't always do that. For 10 years, after I wrote Erroneous Zones and Pulling Your Own Strings, 10 years, I used to have a form letter that I would send to anybody who wrote me a nasty letter. Then I would just sign my name at the bottom, and I got it from H.L. Mencken, who was a great satirist of the early part of this century. And he had this wonderful, and I thought, what a great idea. So I would write this letter. It said, I am sitting here in the smallest room in my house with your letter in front of me. Soon it will be behind me. and then I would sign my name.